Folks, during the last several weeks, we've been sharing great stories about our most colorful, fun-loving, legendary governor, Big Jim Folsom. Folks, let me share a few Big Jim stories with you today. During his third term as governor, Big Jim was given a homespun speech to a pretty receptive audience in Geneva County. Big Jim and Jamel, his wife, had 9 children. He told the audience he had prized bull at the state fair was from South Alabama, and he was a good specimen of bull, and he was going to see him. So he decided to take his family to the state fair to see the prize bull. At the fair, he asked the ticket seller for 11 tickets. Ticket seller said, "Governor, why in the world you need 11 tickets?" Big Jim said, "Boy, because I got me and my wife, Jamel, and I got 9 children." Ticket seller looked at Big Jim and said, "Governor, I'm going to give you your money back. I think that bull needs to see you." During Big Jim's second term as governor, his finance director was a guy named Fuller Kimbrell. Well, Fuller was a quite colorful character himself. A little short fella, Big Jim towered over him. About the same time that Big Jim was governor, one of the most famous trials in state history was going on. The famous murder trials over in Phoenix City. Well, Big Jim was sitting in his office the first day of the sensational Albert Patterson murder trials, at the conclusion of which the jurors convicted the Phoenix City Deputy Sheriff, Albert Fuller, and sentenced him to life in Kilby Prison. When the news reached Montgomery, an aide rushed into Big Jim's office and blurted out, "Governor, they just gave Fuller life at Kilby." Now, you got to remember, Big Jim's finance director was named Fuller Kimbrell. The deputy sheriff who was convicted named Albert Fuller. Big Jim was a little bit shaken. He said, "Well, I'll be doggone." And they didn't even give old Fuller a trial. Big Jim wasn't a true politician. He was almost legendary governor, but he really was a true politician. He wasn't above straddling the fence sometimes, but at least he was honest about it. When asked a tough question about a complex or difficult issue, old Big Jim would simply look at the inquisitive reporter with a pensive thought and a serious look and simply say with a straight face, "Well, you know, some of my friends are for it and some of my friends are against it, and I'm always on the side of my friends." Big Jim wasn't above straddling the fence. Big Jim had one of his favorite buddies, best friends in the world, was an old guy named John Snodgrass. He was Big Jim's best political friend. He was a representative from Scottsboro, the seat of Jackson County, in the northeast corner of Alabama. Scottsboro's in the heart of Tennessee Valley in the foothills of the Appalachian, sits near the borders of both Tennessee and Georgia. I'm talking about Big Jim loved John Snodgrass, and the feeling was mutual. Big Jim decided he was going to build a bridge and name it after his buddy, John Snodgrass. He didn't just build a little bridge. He built a huge bridge over the Tennessee River. The problem was they built the bridge, but there was no road. Well, folks up there around Scottsboro were marveled at the fact that the bridge had long yearned for was built without a road leading up to it. Well, Big Jim and Snodgrass never worried about that for a minute. They told the good folks in Tennessee Valley, "Don't y'all know if you build a bridge, they got to build a road to it?" And sure enough, the road was built and is now the main thoroughfare through Sand Mountain, Highway 117 that runs through Jackson and DeKalb counties. Old Big Jim and Snodgrass were right. If you build a bridge, a road will follow. Well, Big Jim built the bridge for his friend Snodgrass with the intention of calling it the John Snodgrass Bridge. Then there got to be a lot of opposition to naming the bridge after John Snodgrass because some folks didn't believe you should name something after somebody who was still living. But folks didn't know this, but Representative Snodgrass was the heir to a great family in Jackson County. Great family name. His granddaddy and daddy had both been prominent judges in the county. Big Jim got to pondering about it. He called his friend Snodgrass one day and said, he pulled his friend Snodgrass aside and said, "John, what was your daddy's name?" Snodgrass said, "John, just like me." "What about your granddaddy? What was his name?" "John, just like me." Big Jim said, "Well, doggone, Well, hell, well, they're both dead, and they're both named John Snodgrass. We'll just name it after them, but it'd really be named after you.
Thank y'all for listening.